Welcome to the Rights Radio Power Hour. I'm your host, Dr. Joyce Starr. Rights Radio is brought to you by StarPublications.com. That's Star with two R's. And by our media site, RightsRadio.com, where consumer, homeowner, health, and safe pet care rights have a permanent address. If you have a problem with a condo or HOA board, click right over to StarPublications.com and purchase our homeowner's defense kit. If you want to slash your phone bills, lower your electricity bills, or if you care about your shareholder and mortgage rights, cybersecurity rights, hotel security rights, to name just a few of the topics we cover, type rightsradio.com into the URL bar and hit enter. Now listen up and listen in. If you follow the advice of our guest, you could soon be leaner, healthier, and younger, and most important, you can fight the devastating impact of daily killer stress. Visit the rightsradio.com homepage and look for the article on the bottom right called How Adrenal Stress Can Make You Skinny and Rich. Dr. Mike DeBoard completed his doctorate from Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa, graduating cum laude with honors. Dr. Mike is certified in sports chiropractic and nutrition. He had one of the largest and most successful sports practices in Ohio, treating thousands of patients, including many college and professional athletes. He lectures across the country on how to have a youthful, lean body. His company, Extreme Research, has recently introduced a new cutting-edge program called ARS. He's going to share with you today the secret to losing body fat and why the ARS program may be for you. Welcome, Dr. Mike.
Hey, Joyce, thanks. I'm thrilled to be on your show. And before we get started, I want to say that, you know, there's not enough people out there like Joyce. I've gotten to know her here recently and browsed her website. And, you know, in an age when we are bombarded with media and commercials and government and bad information, it's so wonderful to know there are just people out there like Joyce that can get us the information we need, especially all the things she's done on her website, and I know with her list and her listeners. So, Joyce, kudos to you, and I'm excited to be here.
Oh, you are so sweet. That was very kind and unsolicited, I must say. Very nice of you. Thank you. Dr. Mike, can you share with our listeners the secret to permanent fat loss that they may not have heard about from their doctor or from the major diet companies?
I sure can, and I want to spend about a minute on myself because, you know, you always want to know who you're listening to. And you may ask yourself, well, is that person on the other end of the phone, is he fat? Is he skinny? Is he healthy? Does he walk the walk? Does he talk the talk? Well, I've always been an athlete all my life. I wanted to be in the nutritional healing. I wanted to be in preventive healing. And I went to chiropractic school, but that wasn't enough. I went on to become a sports certified nutrition doctor. I counseled people not only on proper physical fitness and helping them with their spine and aches and pains in their body, but sports nutrition. I counseled many professional athletes. I treated a lot of the Cincinnati Bengals, a lot of local college basketball players in Dayton. I've coached bodybuilders. I've taught health classes on nutrition. I had a large nutritional practice in my office. And myself, I've always been between 6 and 8% body fat my whole life. I'm 45 years old. I'm 6'1". I'm about 185 pounds. And I've implemented several things in my life that you're going to hear about today. So I've walked the walk and I've talked the talk, but I've also implemented this program you're going to hear about, ARS. And the secret is this. It's a secret your doctor probably never told you. You've probably never read about it. And the diet companies haven't caught on to it yet. And that secret lies in your adrenal glands. Now, we probably all know what the adrenal glands are. Well, those are the glands that produce the adrenaline, the things that give us the rush, that give us that burst of energy or we need in times of stress. They also produce cortisol, which is the stress hormone. When your body's under physical or emotional or chemical stress, the adrenal gland produces cortisol. So we think, oh, adrenal glands, cortisol, adrenaline, What does that have to do with body fat, Dr. Mike? Well, here's what you didn't know. The adrenal glands are the number one hormone-producing gland in your body. They produce 50 different hormones. Now, get ready for this, ladies. Estrogen. Men, get ready for this. Testosterone. DHEA, the anti-aging hormone. But more importantly, if you're concerned about body weight, the adrenal glands control metabolism. And that metabolism in your body is what's going to determine whether you're storing body fat or you're able to take off body fat, Joyce.
Well, just one diversion there. Normally we hear that if you clean out your digestive tract or if you up your exercise and if you stop eating sugar, all that is enough, you know, taken together in certain moderation to really up your metabolism and deal with stress. But according to what you're saying, no, it really isn't enough.
Right. Well, here's the secret. Knowing what the adrenal glands do, that's just the information. For everybody listening to the call, here's the information you need, you deserve, and every single person that you know deserves. When the adrenal glands are under stress, meaning you have stress in your life, chemical stress, emotional stress, physical stress, poor diet, not enough sleep, things we'll talk about, your adrenal glands are overproducing cortisol and adrenaline. Now here comes the secret. You're going to hear it one time and hopefully you'll never forget it. If your adrenal glands are overproducing cortisol and adrenaline, your body will not burn fat for energy. You see, you burn three things: carbohydrates, protein, and fat. And when your adrenal glands are stressed, you will not burn body fat, which can be a horrible thing. What Joyce just shared with you is you're taught calories in, calories out, take this product, do this diet. Well, how many of you on the call have yo-yo dieted? How many people do you know that have yo-yo dieted? Probably a very high percentage. Here's why. Your adrenal glands were probably under stress, and your body, no matter what you do, was not going to let go of that stored body fat. It's holding on to it. It's in a mechanism called fight or flight. Your body thinks it's under major stress, it's going to hold that body fat and burn carbs. And guess what? Protein. You know what protein is? Muscle tissue. So here you are. You've been taught all your life, calories in, calories out. Eat more protein. Eat less carbs. Exercise. But you were never taught what really controls whether you burn body fat. Now, all those other things are important, but they're not the main ingredient. The main ingredient is your adrenal glands. And if your adrenal glands are balanced, healthy, and producing the right amount of adrenaline and cortisol, your body is then producing the other hormones, and your metabolism is working correctly, and you can burn stored body fat. So you're hearing it now on Joyce's show, this cutting-edge science. No matter what you do, if you have adrenal stress, you will not burn stored body fat. Now, you're going to hear more about this because this is cutting edge, and other companies are going to catch on, and doctors are going to catch on. The information's been out there. It's just really never been brought forward to you until here on Joyce's show. Joyce?
Well, yes, and let's go back for a second to the eating the right amount of protein and carbohydrates and the right mix and all of that. Based on what you're saying, if I understand it correctly, you could eat the right amount of protein, the right amount of carbohydrates, you could take in the right amount of calories and even get the right amount of exercise, but you haven't dealt with your adrenal glands, and so you're not going to burn fat, and you're basically not going to be able to slow down that aging clock either.
That's right, and Joyce, we know people personally. There's listeners that have done everything. They've followed every diet out there, and they'll lose a little bit of weight, a lot of it water. They'll lose a little bit of more weight, a little bit of fat, and a lot of carbohydrates, but they'll hit that plateau, and guess what happens then? They're fighting their body. The cravings kick in, and they fall back to where they were before because of the cravings and the inability to lose weight and the yo-yo diet. That's why there's 1,000 diets out there. We go from diet to diet, to diet, to diet. But guess what? There is a permanent solution.
What about all of those wonderful diets that come in a box and you have all your meals and everything is balanced for you? Again, it's the same situation, if I understand you correctly.
Right. Well, you know, there's no secret to eating. You don't have to buy anything fancy and spend hundreds of dollars every month on prepared meals. God gave us everything we need, you know, to eat. And eating is really the simple part. And we'll talk about that when we get to the seven simple keys. But you need to address the body and your hormones because they control it all. And if you have adrenal stress, which probably 90% of the listeners do, heck, I had a little bit of adrenal stress when I started this program. If you have adrenal stress, you're not going to be able to burn stored body fat. And you need to think about rejuvenating the adrenal glands, not tricking it, not faking the body, not putting chemicals or substances or trickers in the body, which we'll talk about. You need to think about how can I rejuvenate my adrenal glands naturally and get my body working with me so that I can lose this body fat and keep it off permanently.
I like what you said, not tricking them. What does that mean? Can you go into that a little bit with more depth, perhaps? Tricking your adrenal glands.
You bet. Well, here's how you trick your body. Your body says, I'm going to hold this body fat on my body because I'm under stress. And no matter what you do, I'm not going to let go of it. So a lot of fancy professors and companies come out with products that try and trick the body. For example, optimizers that are stimulants, ephedra, caffeine. I'm not going to mention products on the show, but the market is littered with them. What happens? You put stimulants in your body. You cause your body to rev up the metabolism. You further squeeze the adrenal glands. It's like you're redlining your engine. You've got your accelerator, and you're pushing it down to the floor, and you're almost redlining it. And then you say, you know what? I'm going to push the gas all the way down to the floorboard. And you're just redlining your engine. You're redlining your body. You're tricking it. You're trying to force it to go into a hypermetabolism mode. Now, it will work temporarily, but it will further cause more adrenal stress. It will then result in, once you come off that product or you go back to any type of normal regimen, you put all the weight back on. And in most cases, many of us put more weight back on. Why does that happen? Because we never addressed the underlying cause of all this stored body fat we can't get rid of, adrenal stress. These are products that trick. Here's another example of products that trick. Blockers. Who knows when this all started, and it was a horrible invention, decided we're going to interfere with Mother Nature and the normal mechanisms of the body that God developed. And if you don't believe in God, then spiritual, however the body was developed, it was developed by somebody incredibly intelligent, and we're going to trick it and not allow it to absorb fats and carbohydrates. We're going to develop these blockers. Now, these blockers, we're going to put them in our body, and we're going to block fat absorption, and we're going to block carbohydrate absorption. And again, whoever thought of this, why the FDA did not stop them is beyond me. Can you imagine blocking essential nutrients that your body needs, rushing them through the digestive system with chemicals, and then trying to excrete them out through our digestive system? What a horrible thing to do to the body. And guess what? Most of them don't work. They don't even work temporarily. Because you're tricking the body. You're forcing it to do something it doesn't want to do. And you know, Joyce, I like to go to an example. I think you told me about it. We wouldn't do this to our dogs. We wouldn't put their bowl of healthy dog food down on the ground and then give them a pill before they eat so that we're going to block a certain nutrient. We wouldn't in a million years consider doing that to our dog, but we do that to our own body. And this is another way of trying to trick the body. Why? Because we haven't learned how to rejuvenate the body, how to keep it in homeostasis, how to keep it working normally so we can live a healthy life. So these blocker products don't work. And then we've got all kinds of drugs that have been developed. And all these products do is they're attempting to trick the body. They're attempting to tell the body, hey, let go of this stored body fat. I know you are under stress, but we're not concerned about fixing the stress so the body can work properly. We're concerned about tricking you so that you will burn body fat and lose weight. And 9 times out of 10, probably 99 times out of 100, the end result is no permanent loss of body fat, worse health, and more potential damage to our precious organs and our hormone systems when we put these blockers and these products that we see on TV. You know what's interesting? We've never seen a product on TV that's still here 5 years later saying the same thing. Here 10 years later, they keep changing them, and there's never been a diet that sticks. Well, guess what? This program may be the first diet in history that's going to stick because it's going to result in permanent fat loss.
Well, and the good thing is it's not on TV. It's on
yes.
a website. And you can, yes. can't get it in GNC, and you can't go to the various vitamin discount shops. If you want information about it, we've made it available for you at rightsradio.com. Look for the article on the homepage about adrenal stress, and it'll take you right to Dr. Mike's secret. Now, let's continue for a moment here. I want to talk about the gland itself. And how do you know it's overstressed? We just guess that we're overstressed and that the gland is being affected, or is there a way to determine that?
Well, that's a great question. When have you ever seen a TV commercial that says, we've got the product for you, but before you take it, we want to see if you qualify to take this product. We want you to take a diagnostic test of a series of questions, and we want you to determine whether this is the program that you need. We've never seen that. You go to all these products and programs and diet programs, and all they want you to do is jump in. Well, not with the ARS system, and we'll get to what ARS is in a minute. The first question you should ask after you learn about adrenal stress is, do I have it? Do I have adrenal stress? Well, what you want to do is you want to take the stress test. And I know Joyce is going to get that on her website available to the listeners, but I'm going to share with you on this call the adrenal stress test. It's a series of 14 questions. And all I want you to do is hold your hand up, and I want you to raise a finger every time I say something that pertains to you. Do you ever suffer during your day from fatigue or lack of energy? Put one finger up if you do. Do you ever have cravings or feel like you have low blood sugar, or you crave a certain food and you have to have it? Do you have depression, mood swings, or irritability during your day? For the ladies on the call, do you have difficulty with that time of the month, PMS, or difficulty with menopause? The fifth question, do you have mid-morning or afternoon slumps, meaning you feel like you're going to fall asleep for a little bit of time in the morning or the afternoon? At night, do you have difficulty sleeping or insomnia? Again, raise those fingers if any of these pertain to you. Are you susceptible to infection and colds? Do you have an inability to lose weight, meaning you can't lose weight and you've tried, you've yo-yo dieted? Here's a key one. Do you have allergies and sinus problems? Here's another one. Do you have headaches and lightheadedness during the day? Here's another one. Do you have digestive difficulties? Next one, do you have the inability to concentrate and focus during the day? Do you get fuzzy-headed or you have to take a break because you can't focus at work or focus on what you're doing? Do you have reduced libido or sex drive? And then a big one, do you have difficulty building muscle tone? Of these 14 questions, how many fingers did you raise? I found it shocking that I had three of these symptoms. Here, I'm a health professional. I never get sick. I'm in great health, but I have a few of these things. I slump in the afternoon. I get some cravings. I have trouble getting to sleep at night. If you checked 1 to 3 of these symptoms, it's probable that you have mild adrenal exhaustion, or adrenal stress is the correct term. Now, if you checked 4 or more, you're probably suffering from severe adrenal exhaustion, and something needs to be done. These questions determine whether you have the hormone imbalances from your adrenal gland due to stress that would qualify you for the ARS program. But let's take that one step further. We just took the adrenal stress test. Let's continue with another test that's called the metabolism test. And in this test, we're going to determine whether your body is able to burn fat. That means if you do the right things, which we'll talk about, to put your body in a fat-burning mode, you are functioning properly. But this metabolism test, most of you will probably see that even if you were to diet or do the right things, you're probably not able to burn body fat. So we call this the metabolism test. Again, we're going to ask you, in this case, a series of 16 questions. Start raising those fingers if any of these apply to you. Do you have cravings for sweets or coffee in the mid-morning or mid-afternoon? And that's a sign that you need to stoke that adrenal gland again to produce adrenaline and cortisol. Craving sugar or coffee in the mid-afternoon or mid-morning. Are you hungry between meals? Do you have mid-morning or mid-afternoon slumps? Are you irritable before meals, or if your meal is delayed slightly, do you get irritable? Do you get shaky or lightheaded if your meals are delayed? Again, raise these fingers. Do you have fatigue that when you eat, it is relieved? Do you awaken a few hours after you go to sleep? Do you ever wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning and find it hard to get back to sleep? Do you have what you would call excessive appetite, meaning you eat and you feel like you just need to keep eating? Do you have problems with low blood sugar or hyperglycemia? Do you get afternoon headaches? Do you frequently skip meals, meaning lunch, breakfast, dinner, and maybe a light evening snack? Do you skip any of these on a regular basis? Do you have problems with memory, concentration, and focus? Do you eat a lot of sweet, refined, and fast foods? That's probably all of us. Do you have excessive urination or excessive thirst where you're always thirsty? Do you have a fasting serum or plasma glucose greater than 140 milligrams per deciliter if you're measuring your blood glucose level? Is it greater than 140? Are you overweight by 40 or more pounds? Now, these are the metabolism test questions. If you only checked 1 or 2, this indicates that blood sugar is probably not a major factor in your diet, and you're doing probably a pretty good job of maintaining your blood sugar. But if you check 2 or even 3 or more, you had 3 or more fingers up, you're having blood sugar issues. And these blood sugar issues are in part due to your lifestyle and due to your adrenal glands' inability to produce hormones to maintain your blood sugar, which is going to leave you with energy problems, inability to lose weight, cravings, and you are going to be in adrenal stress, and you're not going to be able to burn fat for energy. And if you checked more than 8 of these symptoms, you are in severe trouble. Severe trouble from an overworked adrenal gland that potentially is at the point of almost shutting down and heading towards severe conditions. Diabetes, major weight problems, severe heart problems. These are the things that start to develop as the adrenal glands are stressed, become exhausted, and get to the point of shutting down. So you see, many of you, I'm finding that 90% of the population scores positive on the adrenal stress test and scores positive on the metabolism test. Now, here are the facts. If you test positive and you do not rejuvenate your adrenal glands, you may never get your body into an effective fat burn, and you may be stuck with that fat on your body for the rest of your life. Here's another fact. If you cannot rejuvenate your adrenal glands and get them functioning properly, you may never be able to get your vital hormones in balance, like estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. And that's very important for all of us as we go through our middle ages. Here's another fact. If you cannot get your rejuvenation of your adrenal glands and get them working properly, you may never be able to reverse the adverse health effects that you are experiencing now, and you may not be able to prevent them from turning into life-threatening health effects from these problems that your adrenal glands are having. Joyce?
Well, I wanted to interject here, so I think this list and all of these lists are really, truly important, but I want to ask you a very fundamental question. Can the adrenal gland resuscitate itself? Is it damage? Is it permanent damage? Or at any point in time, by taking a healthy, you know, a healthier approach and healthy steps, can we undo the damage?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Joyce. And, you know, you and I have never really talked about that. And here's an analogy I used to use in my health talks. Every tissue in your body, with the exception of a few things like your joints, every soft tissue in your body can regenerate. Let me give you an example. You cut your finger, what happens? You burn the roof of your mouth, what happens? You have ulcers, what happens? These things regenerate or rejuvenate in the adrenal gland if it's not at the point of severe exhaustion. Can do the same, Joyce, if we start treating it correctly. For example, we quit burning the roof of our mouth. We take the burn off of it, and we don't keep burning it over and over again. It heals. We quit cutting open our finger. It heals. If you quit stressing and exhausting the adrenal gland, it will heal. And here's the secret. The secret is in special supplementation that was developed as part of the Adrenal Rejuvenation Science Program. And I know we're going to talk about that in a second, Joyce, but I want to go back to you because this is important for all of the listeners. You can rejuvenate the body. Almost all of the soft tissues in the body can rejuvenate themselves. Not all of them, not some of the tissues like the bones and joints, but if you don't take it to the point of irreversible damage, they're just stressed or under slight or mild exhaustion, you bet they can start functioning normally, start producing hormones in balance. All these 50 vital hormones you need, you can take your body out of this fight-or-flight mechanism, and it will start releasing body fat. In addition to that, Joyce, when the adrenal glands are rejuvenated, you will start feeling symptoms that you never thought, not symptoms, but improvements in your life that you may have thought would never, ever return. And we're going to talk to that about that.
What are some of those? That's very interesting.
Well, energy. If you have adrenal stress and you have symptoms like we talked about and you rejuvenate the adrenal glands, you will start to get consistent energy throughout the day. I was a perfect example. I had afternoon slumping. I always had to take what I call a 20-minute power nap. Now, I'm healthy, but I wasn't having a great functioning adrenal gland. Me and myself, I started on the ARS program, and literally within 1 week, and this was 4 weeks ago, Joyce, I have not had one afternoon power nap. I now get to sleep at night a lot easier, and I sleep all the way through the night, and I have a lot less cravings, a few of the things that I was experiencing, and many of our listeners will benefit from those same things. Moods, uplifted moods, ability to focus better. We're having testimonials pouring in from our customers and members. And by the way, thousands of testimonials have already been out there from clients and patients who have used this product for the last 2 to 3 years.
I want to mention that I've tried it, and I wouldn't really be having you on this show if I didn't think it was really quite a phenomenal product. And I saw an immediate impact. and that was that within a few days, I just stopped craving sugar, stopped craving anything that was particularly sweet, whether it was chocolate or cookies. Didn't go away completely because I just been taking it for a short time, but there was a dramatic drop in that desire for that sugar shock.
That's right, and that's your body's hormones balancing out and you getting out of that fight-or-flight mechanism where you need to put something in the body to stoke the adrenal glands again. See, when you go for that sugar, you go for that caffeine, or you go for that craving, it kicks your adrenal glands in again, and you get that lift for an hour or two, and boom, it crashes again, and you throw something else in there, and boom, you kick the adrenal glands in, you give it a jump start, you kind of shock it, and you get that energy you need again. And we do that all through our day, and that starts to reverse itself when you take these products we're talking about. And that's just one of the benefits that you've noticed, Joyce, and that's an incredible benefit. But that's what people are seeing. Literally within the first week, people are seeing weight dropped, getting inches, starting to see inches come off of their belly. Sleeping better at night is one of the biggest ones. Not being as hungry, eating lighter meals, having more energy, feeling younger again. These are all benefits of rejuvenating the adrenal glands, and it's really amazing how fast it happens. But when you do the right things to the body responds immediately. And this, that is proven by the testimonials that are pouring in and what you're experiencing, Joyce. You just know when you start feeling like that, you are doing the right thing to the body.
One thing I discovered, and we had a long talk about this, and I thought what you told me was invaluable. I mentioned to you that I do love Diet Coke, and then you told me what you thought of diet drinks in general. And I found that by taking this supplement, I no longer had the craving for the diet drinks, you know, to go with lunch. I usually have it only with lunch. I'm not, you know, having two or three a day, but I needed it, and now
yes.
I don't need it.
Yes, and that's many of the listeners need that, and I'm not going to pick on any specific product, but I'm
right.
going to divert for 30 seconds, and I'm going to challenge every listener. The next time you put a can up to your mouth, do yourself a favor. Turn it over and read the ingredients. And what I want you to do is if you don't know what it is, like sodium benzoate, aspartame, phosphoric acid, sucralose, go type it into Google and read about it. And I guarantee you, you will stop drinking it. Let me just give you one example. Sodium benzoate, one of the most common preservatives that is put into foods, especially canned sodas. Sodium benzoate is one of the harshest chemicals known to man. That's why it's put in there. It preserves it. It prevents bacteria. It prevents life from forming in there because you can't have that happening in sealed cans and jars. But guess what sodium benzoate breaks down to in your body? It breaks down to benzene. You know what benzene is, everybody? It's the same ingredient that's in antifreeze. So if you're looking on the label and you're ingesting sodium benzoate every day, or God forbid, three times a day in diet sodas, you might as well take a shot of antifreeze every month. Now, I want to ask you on the call, would you take a shot of antifreeze every month? Well, you're doing the same thing slowly with these diet sodas. And I'm telling you, it will kill you long term. Go read The Dangers of Sodium Benzoate. And if you care at all about your health, you will quit doing that. And here's the last thing I'm going to say. My children, ages 11 and 12, have been taught. We go to the store. They are allowed to go pick out whatever they want to eat. I choose half. They choose half. They know do not put something in our shopping cart that has sodium benzoate. They can read the label. They go in the chip section, and they're allowed to pick out whatever snack they want, but they know don't bring me anything back that has monosodium glutamate. My kids can look for it. They know don't bring anything back that has phosphoric acid, aspartame, or sucralose. They've been taught. And I'll tell you this, you would have to hold me down with 10 of the strongest people in this world before I would allow you to put those things into my children's body or, God forbid, my body, because you are not going to do it. You're not going to put poisons into my body and their body because I know what it does. So please start reading labels. That's a huge key in your health. And Joyce, I didn't mean to divert, but, you know, that's just some more information like they're hearing today that they deserve to know, you know, that goes along with knowing this adrenal secret.
Well, that's exactly what Rights Radio stands for, your right to know. And I was fascinated when we had this conversation prior to the call because I really was rather unaware of it. Of course, you're mildly aware of it, but you never think to look at the ingredients in depth, and you're picking it up very quickly, or you're just so used to it, getting it in a, you know, a soda machine, et cetera, et cetera, and you just don't stop to think, and it was a wake-up call. But the wake-up call wasn't enough by itself. I had to be able to just move away from the diet drink, whatever it might be, and have a glass of water. And I wasn't used to having a glass of water with a sandwich. And thanks to the supplement, I was able to do that. So I'm very excited about it. And again, I want to direct people back to rightsradio.com, the homepage. Look for the article about adrenal stress, and then you'll find all the links you need right to Dr. Mike's wonderful products and his information. And I think what we're doing here, it's not really only about a product. It's about a change in lifestyle. And that brings me to another issue that I want to raise with you. One of the greatest threats to our adrenal glands are toxic people and toxic situations, which we're all encountering increasingly every single day. Life is really very toxic these days. How do we deal with that?
Well, you know, we can't get away from stress. And we're going to be bombarded chemically, emotionally, physically, verbally. What we have to do is decide how we deal with it. And on this call, I'm not a psychologist or a professional in dealing with mental stress. What I am is a professional to help you deal with the physical stress. Here's what I can tell you. You can't get away with it, but you can choose to decide what products you're going to put in your body to help your body deal with that stress. And if you help your body deal with that stress physically, you will be much healthier. Hopefully, mentally and emotionally, you will be healthier. But I'm here to tell you, you can help your body deal with and improve and be healthy, even though you have constant stress in your life. And that starts with our two-step protocol, which I know we're going to talk about, Joyce. You know, most important of which is these two products.
Well, let's talk about it.
Yes, the Adrenal Rejuvenation Science is a two-step doctor-developed protocol. It's been in existence for 3 years by a famous doctor in Texas, Dr. Len Lopez, and we've secured the rights to market that product through our company, and he has been marketing this for 3 years. Now, here's how it works. There's two steps. Step one is the nutritional rejuvenation. There's two products you take, and it's very simple. One in the morning, one in the evening. In the morning, you take what's called adrenal fuel, two capsules, and just like it sounds, it's fuel for the adrenal gland. Now, it's all natural. It's giving it some of the vitamins it needs and some herbs and natural products to give the adrenal gland what it needs to function properly. This is going to help replace the stimulants and the coffee and the things you're doing to give it that shock. And that's why when you take adrenal fuel in the morning, and you're going to find out which way works best for you. You can either take two when you wake up, or one when you wake up and one at lunch. Try both those and see which works best for you. Joyce, I've been taking one in the morning and one at lunch. Works best for me. Other people take two right in the morning. And this gives the adrenal gland fuel naturally. No stimulants, nothing artificial. Teenagers can take this. Pregnant women, nursing women can take this product. There's absolutely no contraindications to it. It's all natural. It gives the adrenal gland the fuel it needs. And then in the evening, you take a product called NeuroCalm. Now, what NeuroCalm does is it gives you, again, natural vitamins, but some amino acids and natural substances that help your body release serotonin and GABA, which helps you sleep at night. Now, there are a couple small warnings with this. You need to read the bottle, like MOA inhibitors. If any of you are taking some products like that, there are some things on that product. Check with the bottle, check the label, check with your physician, but very few people would be contraindicated from taking that. No chemicals, all natural. So you take the product in the morning that gives your fuel to your adrenal glands so it can work properly, and a product at night that helps you get into that deep, restful sleep so you can rejuvenate. The result is an adrenal gland that stops being under stress, meaning it's like taking your foot off the accelerator and backing it down to idle. Imagine you've been redlining your engine all the time. Now you're just going to put it on cruise control, and you're going to let it go right on down the highway at 60 miles an hour and do what it's supposed to do. That's what you're going to do with the adrenal gland. You're going to notice less cravings, a little more energy, the ability to get through the day without the stimulants, just like you're noticing, Joyce. If you have sleep problems, many of you will notice you're sleeping better. Now the adrenal gland is functioning properly. Now you can effectively put your body into fat burn if you will do some of the right things. And there's 7 simple keys. Now, if you don't do some sensible things, you're not going to burn fat. You are going to feel better. You're going to have more energy. But if you're not going to implement some sensible keys into your life, you're not going to be able to burn fat. But now, for the first time, you are ready to truly permanently burn body fat. And these 7 simple keys that we're going to share with you when you buy this program are just that simple. Now, I'm not going to share all of them with you, but I'm going to share the most important one with you. And I'm going to talk about it on this call. Eat 4 to 5 light meals per day and make them low glycemic. Now, I can tell you when you do this, it's going to be fun. You're not going to be hungry, and it's a great way to eat. Why? Because you get to eat every 2 to 3 hours, and you're constantly giving your body fuel. You're never to where you're over-hungry, and you overeat, and then you crash afterward. Let me give you an example of what 4 to 5 light meals a day would be, low glycemic. Get up in the morning and have a bowl of cereal with some low-fat milk that's got some protein in it. Pick a protein cereal like Special K Protein Plus. Or get up in the morning and have a couple eggs. As a matter of fact, have the bacon with it. There's nothing wrong with bacon. You've been taught all your life don't have bacon. Get up and have some bacon and eggs and maybe a piece of toast or some fruit. But have some protein in the morning. Protein along with some carbohydrates. Look at the low glycemic food chart we give you. 3 hours later, 11 or 12 o'clock, hey, if you ate breakfast at 7, don't wait till 12 or 1 o'clock. Eat again around 10:30 or 11. Have a protein bar. Have a sandwich. Here's a trick. Go get yourself a hamburger, a double cheeseburger. Don't get all the lettuce, tomato, and pickles on it. And throw away one piece of the bread. Have yourself a cheeseburger. There's nothing wrong with it. It has healthy fats. Why do you think all this meat is in our lives? Not because we're supposed to avoid it. It was put here on earth for a reason. But throw a piece of bread away. Don't overload yourself with carbs. Have more meat and cheese than what's on the sandwich. Have a grilled chicken sandwich. Have a turkey sandwich with cheese, open-faced, with only the turkey and your choice of cheese. Don't load it with mayonnaise and all those things. Enjoy the flavor of the meat and cheese. A couple hours later, 3 or 4 hours later, mid-afternoon, try one of our Natrolene bars. Now, when you order our program, you're going to get 2 of these delicious bars that are low glycemic and high in protein, but you would never imagine that these are low glycemic and low gluten, hypoallergenic bars because they taste like a brownie, or pick a bar of your choice. Heck, there's a bar out there, Payday, the candy bar, makes a Payday Protein Plus. Did you know that? You could get a Payday, but spend a little more, $1 or $1.50, and get the Payday with protein. You got to search it out. but it has more protein in it. Now, this isn't the perfect meal, but it's better than having a candy bar or skipping later on. Again, hey, have a salad with lots of chicken on it or lots of turkey. Just real light on the dressing. Throw the cheese on there. Have the meat. Have the cheese. Have the turkey. Have the chicken. Have the hamburger. Have the tuna. Have the seafood. You'll be amazed at how you feel when you eat these products. At night, don't go to bed hungry. Don't do these things they're trying to tell you to do. Nourish your body. Have some cheese and maybe some Triscuits. Have some cottage cheese. Have a couple hard-boiled eggs. Get out a can of tuna. Heck, eat. When you eat like this, 4 or 5 light meals a day, every 3 to 4 hours, you're keeping your blood sugar under control. You're giving your body nourishment. And you're thinking, man, if I eat all that, what's going to happen, Dr. Mike? Guess what? Your body's going to not be under stress. Your adrenal glands are going to function properly. And you're going to be in a mode to start burning fat. Then simply go out and walk for 20 minutes a day. Get some light exercise. You don't have to join a gym. You don't have to kill yourself. Just go walk. Do some push-ups. Do some sit-ups. Get moving. Ride a bike. Go walk with the kids. Go throw the ball at the kids. If you like to work out, great. But just get moving. And you watch what happens. You rejuvenate the adrenal glands. You give the adrenal glands the nourishment it needs. You get some good sleep at night, and you eat 4 to 5 healthy meals a day. And watch what happens. And then, go ahead and cheat. Have a day when you cheat. Have a day when you say, you know what, I'm gonna have ice cream for one of those meals. Treat yourself. Have some chocolate. Just do it one day a week, or do it 2 days a week. Pick a meal here and there, and go out with the family. Have some ice cream. Enjoy life. You don't have to avoid these things. But 80 to 90% of the time, eat these meals, and you'd be shocked at what you can eat. Go through McDonald's. I go through McDonald's all the time, and I get the grilled chicken wraps. I'm famous up at my McDonald's. I go through McDonald's, and I order 8 grilled chicken wraps, and I say, I want 8 grilled chicken wraps. I don't want any sauce or lettuce, and I want you to make these only with grilled chicken and cheese. And I go in, and I say, I will wait for you to make them fresh because I want them fresh. And I look right at them and I say, I don't want you shaking any extra stuff on them, no extra salt or pepper. And they make me these grilled chicken wraps. And I take it and I start by tearing half the tortilla wrap off of it. And I eat this delicious, fresh grilled chicken with cheese on it. And I say, can you put some extra cheese on it for me? And they are delicious. And the next day I'll go through and I say, give me a double quarter pounder with cheese. Now, I don't do this every meal. I eat some vegetables during the day. I eat some fruits. But I go have a quarter pounder with double quarter pounder with cheese, and I make it fresh, and I take off the bun, and I eat this delicious, juicy grilled quarter pounder with my cheese, and my body just feels so good afterward because you're giving it what it needs, protein, cheese, a little bit of bread. You know, get some vegetables during the day. Get some fruits. But, gang, I'm telling you, we're supposed to eat meat. We're supposed to eat cheese. We're supposed to eat dairy. We're supposed to eat chicken. And, yes, we're supposed to eat vegetables and fruits. But when you do this, you're going to start enjoying life. You're going to rejuvenate the adrenal glands. And I'm here to tell you, you're going to start feeling better. And I know, Joyce, we got 6 or 7 minutes to give them some direction. But everybody they know deserves this information, and they deserve to go out and start rejuvenating their body and start living a healthy life.
Yes, we have only, I would say you're right, about 6 minutes now left. And in that 6 minutes, before you complete what you wanted to say, I'd like you to go back for just a second to meat and eggs, because they sure do get a bad rap. And I happen to love meat and eggs. So why is it that we're now allowed to have a bit more on this plan?
Well, what happened was is we started bombarding meat and eggs with all these chemicals and bad things, and that gave it a bad rap. And then, science came along and we're trying to trick the body. Here's what you need to know. There's nothing wrong with meat and eggs. What's wrong is when you fry them or deep fry them. Bad, 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 bad. Don't do that. a McDonald's quarter pounder with cheese is grilled. Now, you want to a lot of times make your foods at home, and when you can, get the all-natural meat and the all-natural eggs. Don't always go through McDonald's, but, you know, we live a fast-paced life. We have to do that. There's nothing wrong with meat and eggs and fish and chicken. Just don't fry it. Don't load it down with salt and all these bad things you put on it. That's where the problem's at, Joyce.
Now, why not just put it in a skillet and a little tiny bit of Spam or whatever, I don't know, spray.
Oh, that's right.
A little bit of,
you know, I made my
that.
Grilled chicken today. I bought some chicken breast. I sliced it up. I put it in a pan with some olive oil and some butter, and I low-cooked it for about an hour, and it just melted in my mouth. Then when I was done, I sprinkled a little bit of teriyaki on it. I threw some cheese on it, and I let it slow. It just melted in my mouth, and my body said, yes, meat, protein, cheese, you're giving me what I need, and then I don't have all these cravings because when I only eat carbohydrates all day or fruit, that's not what you need. You need it all. So, you know,
You can have the meat, and you can fry it a little bit with olive oil or a tiny bit of butter or something like that, but just not in heavy butter or heavy sauces.
Right, yeah. Don't go get the fried stuff where they drop it in the deep fryer with vegetable oil. You were just killing ourselves with that. But, yeah, there's nothing wrong with butter. Nothing wrong with butter, you know, to cook with and put on a little piece of bread if you're going to have that as part of your meal with your protein.
What about the eggs?
Nothing wrong. See, the problem is when you can't burn fat, your body can't burn off the cholesterol. The body can't burn off the stored body fat. That's where the problem is. So when your adrenal gland's functioning properly and you're able to burn fat, guess what? You're not going to have cholesterol problems. You're not going to have weight problems. When the last time you saw a healthy person who didn't have any stored body fat, who ate 4 to 5 light meals a day, enjoyed life, and had a cholesterol problem where they had major symptoms? It doesn't happen, Joyce. In all my years of practicing, I never saw a person that ate like this that had high cholesterol diabetes. It just can't happen.
Oh, that's remarkable. What you're saying now is so refreshing because it means we can go back to eating what perhaps a large number of us really crave. Good
That's
meat,
right.
healthy meat.
We need
meat,
to get them to the information, eggs. Joyce. We've got about two or 3 minutes. We've got to get them to get this program that they need.
All right. So I'm giving you the last few minutes here.
Well, thank
go ahead.
You. Well, every one of you deserves to try the ARS program. So go to Joyce's website, Rights Radio, look for the adrenal link, and once you go in there, you're going to see a link that says click here to get started on the ARS program or click here to order the ARS program. It's going to drop you right into our secure online shopping cart. You're going to see a lot of products in there, but the first product listed is the ARS program. It's the 30-day program for $79.95. You're going to want to order that. What you're going to get is a bottle of adrenal fuel for the morning, a bottle of NeuroCalm for the night, 2 booklets, one will teach you the 7 simple keys, the other one, which will review the secret with you, a low-glycemic food chart to help you choose the right foods, and 2 of these delicious Natrolene bars. This is your 30-day program. Once you do this for 30 days, you're going to want to continue on this program. You may want to order some more Natrolene bars. Come back. Next month, you may just want to order the adrenal fuel and NeuroCalm. You can do that also. You'll do that and see that in the shopping cart. Now, when you do this, you're going to be a customer. And later on, we're going to send you some emails to check up on you and see how you're doing, give you some more tips. And then, if you're interested, we're going to share with you some information how you can join my company if you want by simply ordering this product each month yourself. We're going to share with you how, if you want to tell other people about this, we're going to show you a way where you can get your product free every month because you're going to want to stay on it to stay healthy, and how you can literally earn hundreds and thousands of dollars, only if you want to, sharing the secret about the adrenal stress with other people. So you're going to start as a customer, order the product. We're going to get you the results you're looking for. Once you're convinced that the program's for you, within a couple weeks we'll check up on you, send you an email, and share with you some more information how you can participate in the program if you want. This is the most important thing. Get your adrenal glands rejuvenated and then stay on this program for a healthy life. I will never come off this adrenal program, and I'm going to have a healthy adrenal gland, Joyce, just like you are, for the rest of my life.
Oh, Dr. Mike, well, thank you so much, and I'll also point out that if they go to that page on Rights Radio, they're going to see an email link, and they can email you at that link instead of giving a long name that nobody will have time to write down, but it's support at extremerewardsusa.com, but it's right there on that page. So we are now out of time, and it has been just a delight to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was, been fun. I look forward to coming back.
You will be back. And this is Dr. Joyce Starr with Rights Radio and the Rights Radio Power Hour. We'll see you in 2 weeks at 2 o'clock Pacific Time and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Bye-bye.